What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler, here with Culler Media, and today I've got somebody I've actually never met before. We have a million friends in common on Facebook, and I put a Facebook post out the other day saying something effective that I want to know who some of the top virtual wholesalers are in the country. And this guy got tagged in my Facebook post. And so I had to reach out to him, and then we were kind of chit-chatting a little bit before the show, and he was telling me a little bit about his business and what he's got going on. And man, am I excited to have this guy on the show today. So Tag Thompson out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Man,
I'm excited to have you on the show today, primarily because I want to learn more about you and what you got going on, but just the sheer amount of deals that you're doing, and it's all 100% virtual, which is pretty cool considering the times that we're in right now. Yeah. So, I mean, like, for instance, whenever you guys are listening to this show, audience, we're recording this in the midst of this whole coronavirus thing, and so a lot of people are stuck at home. A lot of people are they may be in the office, but they're definitely not going out places and doing it frequently. So this is a really good time to put this kind of a podcast out there with this kind of content, showing you guys how to kind of be able to operate your marketing. Obviously this is a marketing podcast for real estate investors, but show you how you can automate your marketing and get marketing out there without having to, have boots on the ground and that kind of thing. And so, I'm excited to have Tag on the show here, but before we jump into it, guys, I want to bring to you a new platform that just came out. It's called REI.video. And man, am I excited about this platform. Many people come to me all the time, like, hey Josh, can you, I shot this video of a property walkthrough or a testimonial. Can I just send it to you and you have your team edit it and then send it back to us or whatever? Just kind of one-offs like that. And so I had so many people asking about that. And so we built this platform, this website called REI.video, where you could shoot your own videos, whether that's with your phone, a camera, whatever you want to do. You send it on over and tell us what you want done to it. You could add closed captions, graphics. We could do all kinds of crazy stuff with it, video wrappers and that kind of thing. And we'll edit it and send it back to you. and you get unlimited revisions. It's a pretty freaking cool platform. I'm excited about it. But if you go today over to rei.video and you use the coupon code FIRSTVID, you'll get 50% off your first order. So you could try it out. And hey, we get it's unlimited revisions. So you basically get exactly what you want. So make sure you guys go check that out. We'll have that link down in the description below. All right. So let's talk about virtual marketing and virtual wholesaling. Man, I'm excited. Tag, do me a favor and don't be humble about it. Just tell people who you are and what you do, like a little bit about the business and things that you guys got going on right now.
Yeah. So I've been wholesaling for about 3 years now. My partner, David Olds, has been doing it for about 10 years. And about 3 years ago, we decided that we just needed to scale to other markets. We're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we had kind of maxed out what we could, like kind of what the buyer's market would absorb here in Chattanooga. So we decided we need to go into other cities. So at that point, really nobody was talking about virtual wholesaling. There were some people doing it, but it wasn't kind of a buzzword, things that people were doing. So we did a lot of trial and error. We failed in a couple cities pretty miserably and finally hit our stride when we went into Charlotte, North Carolina, and started doing a bunch of deals in Charlotte. And then we started expanding into other kind of smaller, not necessarily big city markets. We're in Charlotte and Atlanta, but other than that, we're not in any big, big cities. You know, we're in what we call tier three markets, which are areas that have kind of around or a little bit less than 500,000 people. And those are great markets for us. But yeah, we did about 150 deals last year. We're on pace and should hit 300 to 400 deals this year, all virtually. We even work virtually in our own city. So after we kind of figured the systems out and made sure it worked really well, we don't even go to houses that are two blocks away. You know, we still do the exact same thing, the same conversation, the same processes for houses that are just down the street. So after we kind of implemented that, we really figured out that we can do this anywhere in the country. So right now we're in 9 cities, mainly kind of in the Southeast, Alabama, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and Georgia, is kind of where we're operating. So yeah, it's going great. We're really excited. And, you know, being virtual is pretty good and pretty convenient right now when you're kind of stuck at home and you can't get out. So, so that's been pretty good.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. And we'll definitely dive deeper into some of these topics that I really want to talk about. So I got 15 minutes with you. The first thing I actually want to talk about is the difference between marketing to a second or a primary market, and then even going not just secondary, but tertiary market. So like, what are the differences between marketing to those, that level of markets? I mean, you're Atlanta, but then, you know, you got Chattanooga. That might be, is that a tertiary market? Is that accurate to say, or is that a secondary market?
Atlanta?
Atlanta is a primary, and then Chattanooga, you got, you know, is that a primary or a secondary or a tertiary? Like, what are the differences in marketing between those types of markets?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, honestly, the bigger the market, the more you're competing with other people. Right. So our kind of our main source of marketing right now is through text blasting. That's the way we get the majority of our leads.
And that's in all your markets?
That's in all of our markets. We do that in every market that we're in. So, the difference is the competition. I mean, I remember 3 years ago when you were text blasting or cold calling, you were the only people that were calling these sellers. I mean, it was fish in a barrel, super easy. Now you're no less than the 10th person that's called that person today. Yeah. So it has, we've had to change our tactics a little bit to get people engaged in a conversation. You know, we have a rule in our office, unless you've talked to a person for 10 minutes, you're not allowed to bring up pricing at all. So you can't give an offer for at least 10 minutes. That endears you to the seller. You know, you're building rapport. They're starting to trust you a little bit more and they're starting to like you. And at that point we can deliver kind of an offer range of what we think the house would be worth.
So this might be a bonehead question, but in that 10 minutes, what are you guys talking about? Obviously the property, but are you just building like personal rapport with that seller?
Yeah, just personal rapport. We have a tactic we call bouncing. So you ask a simple question, you know, what did you do this morning? You know, I went and got a cup of coffee. Oh, I love coffee. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah about coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, so you kind of just bounce around with conversations, small talk, chit chat, deep conversations, whatever you can get to that is not talking about the house.
Right.
Because these people are so used to just getting on the phone and the investor going straight to how much do you want for the property?
Yeah.
And it's refreshing for them. And they really start to trust you that you're going to take care of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it might be like, and also, I mean, just the markets that you're in, they're, you know, Southern people, we're not going to judge because I've got, my parents grew up in North Carolina, Winston-Salem area. So, but like they're the type of people that like conversation a little bit more, you know, as opposed to like where I'm at in the Chicagoland area, people are more like, you know, getting down to business type thing, like brass tacks type thing. They don't want to just like talk to you. So it's different, right?
It is.
I think I really like that thought though, of building some rapport, like personal rapport, icebreaker type stuff, in that first 10 minutes. Now, you said you do text blasting. You've mentioned before you do cold calling as well, but you also, before we jumped on the call here, you mentioned that you stopped direct mail a couple of years ago. Are you able to let us in on a little bit of and enlighten us and why you stopped doing direct mail?
So
when so many people are continuing to do it?
Yeah, no. And it is still effective, right? So you'll still get deals doing direct mail. We just couldn't do the volume that we need to do. I don't know. I know of maybe two or three wholesalers in the country that can do 300 deals doing only direct mail.
Yeah.
Just because you can't push that many leads through in a reactive marketing channel. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to send the postcards out and hope that they call you back.
Right.
All of our marketing is proactive. So we're going to people and not waiting on them to give us a call. And we started that about 2.5 years ago and found it to be just incredibly effective, and we love it. Like I said, we get about 400 leads a week.
That's huge. Okay. So 400 leads a week is a lot. I mean, there's some people that are probably listening to this right now and they're like, I can't even imagine. I sometimes don't even get 400 leads in a month or even a year. Some people.
Sure.
So that's a lot of leads. I like the, and this is probably what we're going to title the podcast, but proactive marketing, that whole thought. Now, is that something that you guys really thought about when going into your marketing and kind of cutting off that direct mail? Was like, we want to be the ones that came in contact with those sellers, as opposed to allowing them to come in contact with us. Because I get it. Like a lot of times in direct mail, it's not, there's no, like, no matter what people say, there's no like magic number for follow-ups to get somebody. It's literally like you're just hitting them at the right moment, like at the right time.
Yep.
When they're ready to sell, and you just so happen to hit them at the right point. So like, what are your thought processes when it comes to proactive marketing? I want to go deeper into that. So what are some other things that you could talk about with that?
So when we stopped doing direct mail, it's because we had seen dwindling results over time. And then I think in March, 3 years ago, we did a $4,000 marketing campaign with mailers. $4,000. We dropped $4,000. Didn't get a single phone call back.
Oh, ouch.
Like, not a single one. So that was the point where we were like, okay, we've got to do something different.
Yeah.
So I happened to follow a guy named Brent Daniels on Facebook.
TTP.
He hadn't started TTP yet, but he was posting some stuff about being proactive in your marketing. So we took that, we signed up for TTP later when he started it, but we took that idea and just implemented that not only in just in our marketing, but in every part of our business. Like we have outbound salespeople for our deals. So not only do we call sellers to buy property, we call buyers to sell property. Hmm. Cold call buyers to do that.
You cold call the buyers?
Yeah.
Where do you get that information? Like, where do you get that data? Is that like you scraping LLCs from the county, or like how do you do that?
It might be a whole nother podcast, but sort of. So just like you can, I mean, it's almost the same list. So I'm pulling any person or corporation that's purchased a property with cash within kind of the, you know, about 10% of the price range that we're going to be selling ours in.
Yeah.
So if it's $100,000, I pull anybody that's bought a house with cash from $90,000 to $110,000, kind of usually within a geographical area.
Mm.
Pull that in. We skip trace it. I have a a person in our office who, if it's an LLC, she'll look up the LLC, find the registered agent, then skip trace that person. So we've really
That's episode two with Tag Thompson. So we'll go into that in episode two. But yeah, and so I think that's huge. The way that you, the mindset of the marketing, because a lot of times people think that, you know, you got, it's bootstrapping. You got to just do the marketing just because, but there's a lot of philosophy. There's a lot of like actual strategy behind it and mindset. Cause if you go into it, like we're proactive with reaching out to our target audience, whether that be through ads where you're actually going after them and then they're, you're trying to get in contact with them. Same concept. So what kind of results are you getting with the text blasting and the cold calling? Do you see that going on any kind of incline or decline, or is it kind of leveling off, or what does that look like for you?
Now, as technology gets better on both sides. So the biggest problem with text blasting is carrier blockage. So carriers will start to kind of block your outgoing messages. So you have to use really good software. You know, don't use anything cheap. Don't use cheap numbers. Don't use cheap software.
Yeah.
Got to use the good stuff. But we've seen actually, you know, every time the carriers get better at blocking our messages, the software we use within a week will change their software so that they get around the carrier blockage. So
do you mind sharing what software you use?
Yeah, we use batch lead stacking.
We've had Jesse on the show before, and he's a client of ours too.
Yeah,
shout out to those guys.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. So I'm actually going out there in 2 weeks to hang out with him. So we use batch both to do our skip tracing and to do our SMS blasting. And they've been incredible. Like they're on top of it. I mean, if there's a change in, if they need to change their software, they'll change it today. They've been great. You know, we get if you cold call a list, you'll reach roughly 10% of people on your list. I mean, that's pretty standard across the country, but text blasting, we'll get in touch with 40% of the people on our list.
Wow.
So, it's just an incredible way to get in touch with people.
So what type of, and by the way, the shameless plug for batch skip tracing. So you guys make sure you go check them out. We'll have them linked below for you guys, but yeah, Jesse, Annie, Evo, all those guys, good friends of mine. So, for you, like what type of messaging are you actually putting in these texts? I mean, I want to go deeper into this because this is a huge topic right now. I have been hearing around the block that people are starting to lose traction with it just because the whole connotation that marketers ruin everything, which they do. but like for you guys, like what kind of messaging are you putting in there in order to get those results? If you don't mind sharing that.
Yeah, we change it constantly. That's one of the things you have to do. You have to text from a lot of different numbers and you have to change your messaging. I mean, we change ours at least weekly. On how it goes out, subtle, small changes, because again, carriers will block it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have any words like sell, buy, purchase, insurance, mortgage, anything that has to do with real estate. Those words can't be in there. One of the things that we've done that's pretty effective is our first message is typically, "Hey, Bob." Like that's it.
Like, just initiating conversation. You want them to reply to you.
Yes. Cause once you're in a conversation, carrier blockage won't happen. So we don't jump right into, do you own this house? Do you own that house? We just say, hey, is this Bob? And if they reply, yes. All right. Now we're in a conversation.
Awesome.
So that's really helped us keep our contact rate incredibly high.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I like that a lot. And thank you for sharing that for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wrap this up. I was going to say WAP, but it was a mix between wind and wrap. So we're going to wind and wrap this up. But I want to give you the opportunity. So is there anything else that you want to share with the audience here, from a marketing perspective, whether it is, anything related to the actual items that you're doing with your team, any way that you're bringing leads in? I know you close over the phone a lot, so that could trickle into sales, but that's totally fine because sales and marketing overlap a lot of times. But is there anything else you want to share with the audience that you can give us some tips on?
Yeah, the biggest tip I would give you is it doesn't really matter which marketing channel you necessarily use as long as you're consistent. In marketing, unfortunately, people, we say around our office, we're supposed to do 10 things. We typically do 5 of them and never the same 5. So that's a big flaw in most marketing or in most companies is we're not consistent. So we try to be very consistent. Our marketing budget is the same. We spend every penny every single month to get those results back. So just be consistent.
That's huge. And I'm 1,000% on board with that. I tell people that all the time. Like you can't just expect to throw something out there on a marketing channel and then get instant results. I mean, this is one of the biggest hassles that I have with people I get on the phone with when they're looking to have us, you know, my company do content marketing for them. And I just tell them like, hey, listen, like one of the key factors to actually getting traction with content marketing is by staying consistent with it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You know, you want to keep doing it right. But the key is consistency. And a lot of people, they'll, you know, some I've gotten on the phone with some people that, you know, we started a podcast for them and then they got 4 episodes into it and just stopped. And they're like, we are not seeing any downloads and that kind of thing. I'm like, you're 4 episodes in, man. So it's like consistency is so huge. And that goes across anything that you do in marketing. I don't care if it's direct mail. I don't care if it's cold calling, texting, social media posts, Facebook ads, that kind of thing. That's great tip. I appreciate you dropping that in there. So man, Tag, I appreciate you jumping on today and spending some time with us. The little time that we had, I'm definitely going to have you back for part 2 talking about dispositions marketing. Cause I'm very interested to hear about that, but, I'll give you the opportunity. If somebody did want to get in contact with you, I know that you have this awesome, awesome website and I'm going to let you talk about it because, I don't want to butcher. I think it's what's the website?
Let's go offer.
Let's go offer. Yeah. No. Let'sgooffer.com. So, Tag was showing me this before, the show. And those of you who are listening on the podcast, if you do want to share your screen, you're more than welcome to spend about, a minute to 2 minutes on this. If you're listening on the podcast, then make sure you just go check out the website. Let'sgooffer.com. I'll have that linked in the podcast notes here as well. But I want to give Tag the opportunity to be able to show this off. This is a pretty freaking cool platform that I wish I had when we were virtual wholesaling in Michigan with Gary. So Tag, go ahead and take it away, man. Show us a little bit about what this thing can do.
Yeah, I'll do this really fast. Go to the website. There's a 7-day free trial if you're interested in it and test it out. So the project is really simple. The idea is coming up with what to offer a seller is hard. And we want to make that a lot easier. So in our company, we developed this just for us. Mm-hmm. And we've just kind of released it to the public this last month. But yeah, it's really simple. Just type in the address of the property you're looking at, click on it, hit search. It'll pull up a picture of the house and you're going to put it in one of 5 condition categories, you know, and there's definitions of what these categories mean right there.
Awesome.
But let's say this house is in okay condition. Well, then I'm going to tell the seller, hey, Mr. Seller, it looks like houses in this neighborhood are selling between $34,000 and $47,000. Does that sound about right to you? So it's all about getting confirmation that we're in the ballpark. So, and then if he says no, there's comps down below it that will back up your offer. So you can say, oh, there's this house on Rawling Street right around the corner, sold for that. Here's another one on Milne Street. So it gives you something to talk about them to confirm the idea that we're in the ballpark, because the seller's biggest fear is leaving money on the table. Mm-hmm. If they know that your offer is solid because other houses are selling for a similar price, then you'll get the deal most of the time. So that's pretty much the product. There's a few little extra tools that I'm not going to go into right now, but if you go to the website, check it out. It's free for 7 days. If it works for you, I hope it's helpful.
That's awesome. And one of the reasons why I love it so much, this is not Zillow, right? This is built by investors for investors. So I think this is extremely helpful for people, especially if you are looking to get into, or you're already into virtual wholesaling and doing deals virtually. This is going to be massive for you. If you're the type of person that you don't really want boots on the ground, as much as you are right now, maybe. So, Tag, man, I appreciate you jumping on again. If somebody did want to get in contact with you outside of the website here, what would be the best way to make that happen? Facebook, email, phone number, whatever you want to give.
Facebook's awesome. Tag Thompson. I'm the only one in there. Also Instagram, Tag Thompson. So, I need to get my Instagram numbers up. I got in trouble for that the other day. So come follow me on Instagram. I'm also the only Tag Thompson on Instagram. So that'd be great.
Awesome. And guys, as always, I will have that linked below in the description. So make sure you do him a favor and go over to Instagram, give him a follow, connect with him on Facebook as well. But Tag, it's been good. I appreciate you taking time on the show here. We will have you back soon. And thank you so much, man.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode of the REI Marketing Weekly. If you are on the newsletter, make sure you check out the rest of the content in the newsletter. A lot of great stuff going down. If you're on the podcast, go subscribe to the newsletter. colormedia.com/subscribe is the website to go to. Subscribe to the newsletter. A lot of awesome content in there. If you're on the podcast, head over to Apple Podcasts right now. Leave me a review. That would be absolutely incredible. 5 stars would be preferable, but hey, willing to take less if the show could be improved. So just let us know. And then also make sure you are checking out REI.video, new platform that's built specifically for those of you who want to shoot your own video content, but you don't want to edit it. You don't want to do the heavy lifting. Send it on over to us. Use code FIRSTVID at checkout and you'll get 50% off your first order. So you could try it out and hey, it's unlimited revision. So you get exactly what you want and what you're looking for. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you guys for joining us today and we'll check you out on the next one. See ya.